Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, hey, source. Podcast, yeah. Episode 20.
Is it really?
We're episode 20.
Dang.
Last one of the season for May 10th.
Will there be a third
2009. One? 2009. Will there be a third season? I don't know.
Looks kind of like there could be.
Maybe. Yep, that's a high possibility. I was also thinking of other ways to get around that, too. See if we could get the stuff put into Keys' hands, and then we would just come in, since we're all going to be in the area, more or less.
That's true.
But yeah, Ultimate's podcast for May 10th, 2009, like I said. It's going to be a sparse crowd today for the last episode. It's kind of a bummer, but got Mike Gartner and Matt Lake back from the dead.
Back from hiatus.
Yep. How was the underworld?
It's boring like usual.
Oh, man.
Yep. The underworld.
So Austin, Minnesota is now the underworld. Oops.
It is kind of hell.
Is that revealing too much?
No. I recommend you don't go there. It's not a place you want to be.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be plenty to talk about since Matt has been away for quite a while. He's going to have a lot of games to discuss.
I have a ton of stuff.
Nice. Have you had a chance to play anything, Mike?
I've played some old stuff, not really much anything new.
Nice.
So
good. I've been doing some work this week as well, and there's some interesting things in the news we can talk about, and then we'll have a discussion at the end of this. It'll be pretty brief, I think, since there's not a lot of people here. We're going to talk about why we play games.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, what have you guys been doing besides video games? What just
such a thing exists?
I know, right? Like,
you see,
it's finals week.
Learn a little bit more about Mike Gartner, the character, and Matt.
Matt the what?
The characters.
The characters.
Matt the Lord personas. Of the
world. I'm King of Austin.
It has been finals week, so there hasn't been too well. It's going to be finals week, and this week has been the week before finals week, which is pretty much finals week for us.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, so there's been plenty of work that needs to be done. Yeah,
finals work week, the prelude.
Yeah, exactly. So that's been keeping. I've been pretty secluded this week, just doing work and.
Yeah, me too. I had to do an awesome paper about. I had to do a. Evaluation review. So I had to review the Beck Depression Inventory and talk about its validity and reliability and all this other really fun stuff.
It sounds so boring.
It is awful.
I was going to make a joke about it being like Beck the Musician, but that's not even worth it.
No, it was the Beck Depression Inventory, which is kind of fun to work on that stuff and then realize, yeah, writing this is making me fit all of these criteria for depression. It's so painful and unnecessary.
Just got word from the East Coast saying that they're not able to make it, but they want to come on for the last episode. So maybe we'll have episode 20 part due at some point.
Sweet.
Yeah, but you're gonna be gone soon, so that's.
I could probably come back. I don't think my parents would care.
All right. We'll do it in
like, you can do whatever you want in the summer. That's fine. I'm like, okay.
That'd be so terrible, though, because I don't even know how do we get that to work.
Be the man circle again.
It'd be the man circle, but then, like, how we just have, like, a laptop sitting there, too.
It's like looking at it. Yep.
We could move the mic towards them when they talk.
That'd be terrible.
Wait, I have a smart comment to make. In front of your, middle of your sentence. Okay.
Grab the little disc, the little hockey puck mic. Okay, let's talk about games we were playing.
Who should begin?
Matt, you got a lot to go over. Or do you want to go last since you have a lot?
Well, sure, I'll go last. Okay. I have a ton. So
I've been playing two new games. I bought World of Goo earlier this week, which is awesome.
Hmm.
It was for the Wii and for PC. It was Independent Game of the Year for 2008. It's by Rod Humble of EA. It's like a puzzle bridge-building game. It's got a really cool, fun art design with it, and It's deceptively simple, and it gets really challenging, which is actually really enjoyable. It's got one of the best soundtracks. It's really reminiscent of like a Tim Burton movie. I decided to play it after I watched an old episode of Co-op, the old One Up Show guys' show. So I watched that, and I watched them talk about it, and I was like, you know, that looks really fun. So I bought it off Steam, $20, and it is, it's fantastic. Like, it's really cool. I played through the first world, and just like that, for it being like a puzzle game, it has an actual narrative, really interesting. I'd recommend it. And I've been playing Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay.
Oh, Butcher Bay.
Well, the same, like, I got it on Gamefly. It's Assault on Dark Athena, Escape from Butcher Bay, same, like, one disc. It's a lot better than the demo
led on to be.
I didn't really pay attention to the control stuff, and the game has, like, a decent tutorial through it. So it made it a lot more enjoyable. There are some things that are really annoying about the game. Obviously, it feels last gen, so the AI is really awkward and bouncy, and it just doesn't, like, react like it would seem. Like, it reminds me of, like, old PC FPS AI that just kind of, like, runs back and forth haphazardly. Yeah. It's a pain in the butt to shoot. And it's an FPS, but it reminds me of, like, Deus Ex. Did you ever play that?
I played that, yeah.
It has that sort of open-worldy feel without being open-world. As you said, like, odd missions when you're in prison. That you like,
some guy's like, hey, you want to get on my good side? Shank Margulis.
And I'm like, and then, you know, Riddick's like,
I don't need to be on anybody's good side, but okay.
All right, I guess that's what I need to do to progress the story. It's really cool. You start as the one other, like, really neat thing is the story is actually really enjoyable for it being a Vin Diesel production and Starbreeze and all that, like, stuff. Yeah, I know. Riddick film, it's actually pretty good, decent. So you start the game, the tutorial is like you having a dream about escaping the prison, and it's really cool. Like, every time you get really close to escaping and then you get caught and you have to get thrown, so you start in like maximum security, get caught, and then you get thrown into double maximum security, which is just hilarious. But just like the missions that you have to do for people are really engaging, and the dialogue, like some of the background dialogue's really funny. Like, some of the gangs are hilarious, talking about Sigmund Freud and how he discovered the mind. Just very, very, very well-written stuff. The problem with it is it's an FPS, but the shooting parts are really unenjoyable. Like, they're really cumbersome, really awkward. I really can't stand it. I feel like I'm playing more of, like a siphon filter game, where it's, like, trial and error stealth.
Because
I'll be running through the shadows, and then all of a sudden I'll just get killed by, like, a turret that I missed that can see through shadows. And then I'll go back, and I'm like, okay, shoot the turret. And then, like, it triggers an event where a dude, like, comes running down the hallway with his flashlight. And it's like, okay, kill that guy. And then, like, if you try to kill that guy in stealth, like, another guy will run up behind him. And you're like, okay, then he kills you. And then you got to redo the entire thing again. So it becomes a little annoyingly repetitive. But when it has good moments, it really does have good moments. Like, when you're in the prison sections and you're, like, sort of doing missions for people and trying to progress the stuff. And I killed Exhibit. I felt pretty good about that.
Oh, what?
You did.
Exhibit. He is a character in the game. I got my revenge.
Nice.
Yeah. Pimped his ride.
Yeah. Did you beat it? Or you just
no, there? I don't know how far I'm through. Every time, like, every section I get into, like, he's like, just a little bit farther, and then I'm out of here.
Do you get to, like, the weird, it's not really a prison, but you're, like, in these pods and this weird thing. It's really, it's like, whoa. Like,
the container ship thing, when you get into double maximum security?
Maybe that's what it is.
They, like, freeze you into a giant square plastic pod.
I haven't been frozen into a square plastic pod.
Oh.
Sounds awesome, but
it is pretty awesome. Yeah. They just store, like, criminals.
Cool. Yeah.
In crates.
Well, I'm guessing that means my attempt to escape this double maximum security is going to fail. But I killed Exhibit, so I feel good about that.
I just don't know what's going to be different from the original Butcher Bay since I played that.
I know they added a chunk onto it, but I don't know Was it Starbreeze or whoever did the port with it? I don't know if they added it to Dark Athena or to Butcher Bay.
Oh, I think it's Dark Athena. Never mind.
Where do you start when you play it?
You start on the landing strip after you get dropped off into the prison.
So is it two different? Is it two different games?
Yeah, you can start by playing Butcher Bay or Dark Athena.
Oh, I thought it was one, just with stuff.
No, it's like which one do you want? I started at Dark Athena, Butcher Bay,
like before Butcher Bay. It's like how you got caught, or
dude, I don't know.
That's what I thought it was.
I have no idea.
Have to do some research.
Sure, I'll find out in time. But I mean, it's redeeming. Like the combat, the melee combat's really fun. Actually, like the demo did not do a good job explaining how to do combat because there are really cool animations for like disarms and like the variability you have to throw your punches and shiv attacks and all the things you get are actually really enjoyable. Surprisingly, but it does really feel like a last gen game.
Not surprising, since Butcher Bay was a last gen.
Yeah, it's still fun though. I'm still having a lot of fun with it. The other thing I did, I finished off Fallout 3 for a second time for the trophies, and then I got my beta key for Battlefield Heroes, and I played that. I think over the weekend quite a bit, and that game is addicting. I'm not a fan of first person, like of competitive online first person shooter games, but this one is really cool. Like it's a lot like. It feels a lot like Team Fortress because of the cartoon art style and like the classes that you have. You have three classes you can choose from. Each one has like a genre that they fill. You've got like the stealth character, you've got like the healing character, and then you've got like the heavy weapons character. The cool thing about it though is as you play, if you win matches, even if you just do damage or do techniques or whatever, you'll gain experience and your character will like get levels up, and every two levels you can put points into a new skill. So all the different things, like say you're choosing like the healing character, you can upgrade his healing ability, or you can have an ability that's like throw a ton of grenades. Like it's called grenade spam, and you just throw like three grenades at once, and it, you know, as the level goes up, the more grenades you throw, or like and everything is balanced really well. So like that character has something that can detect invisibility skill, and there's a special, I don't know what the character's name is, Commando or something like that, that it has stealthing ability. So those two balance out. You've like grenade spam, and then there's the heavy weapons character like eats grenades. So if you put points into that, it'll cancel out grenade spam. So they all work really well to balance each other out. It's really nice too because you don't die instantly because of how the game is set up. Like if you get shot in the head, you're gonna still keep going, and like it takes a lot to kill somebody, but every time you shoot them you'll get experience points, so that's kind of nice. There's tank combat, there's jeeps, there's planes that are really hard to control. The thing is though, like, you can kind of game the system, so to speak. It's not really gaming it. It's just like if you spend enough time and get your character up to level 20. So the commando sniper dudes, like the stealth sniper guys, have been doing this. This has happened. They get their character up to 20, and then they pump all their points into one skill, which is like increased damage on their rifle, their sniper rifle, and then they can pretty much like two-shot kill you from there. Yeah. Or if you have any damage, you'll just get killed from it. It's kind of ridiculous, but it's understandable. I mean, obviously there's really no matchmaking since it's a beta, since there's not enough people to be around to like set up appropriate matches. So you'll have like, there is some matchmaking, I guess I could say, because I was on a team of like four people who had really, like there was three guys who were just totally maxed out, and then I was like pretty low level, and then we were playing like eight people, so it was really unbalanced. But since everybody had such high skills, it was it worked out well that way. And it's free to play, which is kind of a big deal. It runs in your browser, so you don't need to download anything. The way that you pay for shit though is you've got like battle points is what they call it, so you can put battle points to buying clothing or buying different emotes or things like that. And then you also do quote-unquote missions. Like, every time, it'll be just extra objective. So it's like, kill so many people in one round, or get so many points of damage, or don't get killed so many times with doing so much damage. So when you complete these missions, you get these little, like, I don't know, if I forget what they're called, let's call them, like, valor points. You put valor points to getting, like, upgraded weapons, or you can buy, like, bandages for yourself to so you can heal, or, like, tank wrenches so you can fix your vehicles when you're in them. Just things like that. And the kind of the cool thing about the game, the reason why it's so addictive, is because it's like everything has a cooldown. So if you buy bandages, they only last for 7 days. So you buy 20 bandages and they last for 7 days. So like even I've got some of the better weapons for my characters already, having just played for like 5 hours or so. And it's just they're just gonna get wiped out in 7 days.
Oh.
Because of
Wow.
Because of the cooldown. Yeah. But it doesn't take a lot to earn those things back.
Okay.
You just need some victories or do some missions and stuff like that, and you'll get your points back and you can upgrade your weapons again. It just ends up, it's a really nice design that way, and there are no ways that you can buy upgraded weapons with real cash. You just use the in-game stuff. So it's designed actually really well for being a free-to-play game. And I mean, I'm not tempted at all to buy any clothing or anything for my character, but there were a ton of people just in the beta who had like extra things on themselves that you could only get through buying them. And the funny thing that goes along with that too, that I was the ironic little piece of the game is they load in like your customization last. That's the last thing to load. So you're spending money on like getting these like goofy hats and mustaches and stuff like that for your character, but when it goes to the kill cam, usually the kill cam will just sit there and say like loading so and so's customization, and it just doesn't ever load in. So the money that people spent to like look goofy doesn't really ever pay off.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but I mean, it's there are people buying it, obviously.
Yeah.
So those are the three big ones I've been playing.
Well, I played my normal Warcraft because I can't get away from that because I'm awesome. Not too much new happening there right now. Phil is, who is not here, so I'll speak for him. He's been taking over a group, so he's been doing some raid leading kind of. And we're going to try the new stuff, Old War, on Sunday is his plan.
Oh boy.
So that may or may not go well. I'm voting not, but...
Haven't you guys done some of it already, though?
Phil and I have done one boss in it, but the main group, they're going on Saturday, and we're group two, so we're going on Sunday just to try something different.
Do you guys think you're appropriately dressed for the occasion?
We've gotten a lot better.
Yeah?
So, just got to tweak some stuff, and we've got enough tanks and heals now, because a lot of our original raiders came back, so...
Cool.
People to spare now.
Excellent. And Phil's going to be leading this group?
Phil/me.
Okay.
Because he doesn't... Well, maybe he will. He said he was going to read the strategies and stuff, but I've been telling him how to do everything pretty much so far.
Yeah, I noticed that. Phil is the mouthpiece.
Yeah.
He's the figurehead.
Yep. He's the figurehead. I'm the guy doing the work. He gets the credit for it, but I don't care. I give him crap for it, but that's about it.
Just in it for the lulz.
Yeah, I'm in it to do it. I don't care who's in charge. He gets blamed for it if it goes bad, so.
True.
Nice.
So there's been that and that to look forward to. And then I was playing my old Mega Man 9.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Forgot how brutally difficult that is and how frustrating it is to jump. I was playing Tornado Man.
Oh, man.
One of the stages, and there's these... They're like magnets. You jump on them and you stick to them.
Oh, and they rotate you around.
And they rotate.
Yeah.
And sometimes they can really throw off your jumps.
So you can jump down the screen instead of up the screen?
Yep. So after getting killed by that about 12 times, decided to mix it up and didn't have any greater success. So, yeah, I only played that for about an hour maybe.
Okay.
Before I got my Mega Man rage on.
Realized how much fun that game was.
It's fun, but I don't even make it halfway through the levels.
before I die entirely.
Yeah.
And I was playing Pixel Junk again.
Oh, nice.
Some Eden, which I haven't played in a long time.
And yeah.
It's still a lot of fun.
Really?
I like it. I mean, it's really mellow.
I tried to play it again recently, and I just couldn't get into it.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked it. I finished up.
Even after they dumbed it down, they give you, like, more time and stuff like that.
Oh, they have? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that was, yeah, the download for version 2 or whatever.
I'm not feeling it.
I was liking
it. It's not mellow enough.
Not mellow enough.
No.
Jumping around as a little spider.
Little grimp.
Collecting pollen.
No,
awesome techno backbeats.
Yeah, the techno's not enough.
Not enough. No. Not enough for Griff.
No. It's too mellow. Or it's not mellow enough, I mean. The music's not prevalent enough, and they're always telling me to do things like go places. Like, what if I just want to swing in circles and collect pollen? They're like, no, you have a time limit.
Yeah, that does kind of suck. If you just wanted to hang out, it'd be cool if there was a way to just hang out in a level, jump around.
I mean, I appreciate that at the time when it came out, it was really fun that way, but I think Flower spoiled me, and you can just put the controller down on Flower and have it go in screensaver mode.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, This is nice.
Then you're not doing anything.
Exactly. Or you can not put the controller down and just fly around. You're like, yeah, I'm the wind. There's no time limit that's like, you only have this long to be the wind.
You just get to be the wind whenever.
I just get to be the wind.
All right, fair enough. I can see the appeal to that. But I like it still. Yeah. I like jumping around. It's kind of my thing.
Yeah?
Yep.
Nice.
What else did I do?
We forgot to talk about... You're finishing Resident Evil.
Oh, we 5. Did. We did forget to talk about that. I thought we did talk about it. No. Didn't?
I don't think so.
I mentioned it.
So I think that was when we were on our break, when we hadn't done any podcasts for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, in case we didn't mention it, but for some reason, well, I know I... Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. Finished it. Griff helped me.
It's done. In the bag.
In the bag.
So what do you think they're going to do with the Resident Evil 6 if they do it?
I don't know. I like Leon. What happened to Claire?
What happened to Ada?
What happened to Ada?
Yeah, she's still out there working for Umbrella.
Yeah, so Leon's got to track down Ada. There's got to be some resolution there. We got to know what happened to Claire.
Yeah.
Because the ending happened in Resident Evil 5, so that... part's over, so what's going to happen with the rest of it?
Yeah, pretty much say those characters have fulfilled their mission.
Yeah. So, Chris's storyline, over.
Next Resident Evil, RPG. MMO.
MMO?
Yep.
Ugh.
Resident Evil MMO. You are a member of the BSAA or whatever. And quest givers would include Leon and Chris, Sheva. Yep.
Jill.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah. Claire.
Yep.
No.
Handgun cooldown. I'm going to be a headshotter. Shotgunner. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
what would you have? It's not even worth thinking about.
Exactly. I'll be rocket launcher, hander outer guy from helicopter.
Use this!
I'll be basically
Brad NPC. Vickers.
What?
That's Brad Vickers.
Oh. I don't know what that means.
It gives you the rocket launcher.
Oh.
AKA dead guy.
Stars.
Yeah, he died in the second one.
I don't know.
/3rd one.
Yeah, /3rd.
Stars.
Anyway, so that was fun. I liked it. Good game.
Yeah.
I picked it up. I played it again afterwards after I got some of the... I can't bring myself to put on the alternate costumes.
What?
Cannot be done.
Shed a sweet golden... Clubbing costume.
Disgusting and the safari costume.
The safari costume's hilarious.
Well, that is hilarious.
White hair. Ridiculous.
Not nearly as cool as Leon's raccoon police department.
Not nearly as cool as his mafioso.
Or the mafia one.
That one was sweet.
Flip the hat in the air and catch it in pose. If you get the Chicago typewriter and he holds it off to the side and he's got the
flowing scarf.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Wow.
That was out of control awesome.
What else you got?
I almost opted into the StarCraft 2 beta.
Whoa, why not?
Because I don't want to try and do anything really new right now.
Oh.
Since finals and stuff coming up. So I'm just trying to keep myself pretty low-key.
That's a good idea.
What I saw was Blizzard's offering it right now. They have it on the Warcraft launcher.
Oh.
Beta opt-in. Almost to click. But
I canceled my WoW account.
Yep. You paid for it, like, and you canceled it?
I better cancel this before the next month bills me.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. So, started Vagrant Story again. Like, I've been throwing it back. I've been throwing it way back.
You guys can talk a little about that then.
Oh, did you play it too?
I haven't played that one again. Oh, I will eventually.
No. So I threw that in for a little while. Played a little bit as Ashley.
Ashley Williams?
No. What? Ashley Williams. No, I'm a risk breaker.
Oh, I don't even know what that
different,
means.
Different character.
Okay.
He's a dude named Ashley. Oh. Awesome hair.
I don't know.
But
I missed out on that one.
You did. You missed out. I like you it. Did. The. I don't really.
I think
know
we've
how
talked
to,
about. We this have talked. Before,
I,
yeah.
I know I've we talked did. About Vagrant Story before, as being overlooked, like a diamond in the rough kind of thing. So
it was
kind of interesting to get back to that and to do some of the. I forgot about the the semi-platforming parts, like pushing crates, jumping to floating things, and using your spells to activate different platforms. So that was kind of nice to remember that and do that stuff again. The combat is interesting. I think we've talked about it before. You hit your button. Different weapons have different
ranges.
Yeah,
you hit your button.
So you get your hit dome, your hit sphere out.
Yes.
It's kind of. Different okay. combat system, but
sounds like Parasite Eve, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. A lot like Parasite Eve, actually, with that. So that was good. But that's been it.
Nice. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I had a pretty.
Last
good week.
Week, I think, or last time, it was like you're like games.
Yeah, because I was doing all my observation stuff.
Oh,
so
right. Well, Matt, what have you been playing?
Since I didn't have any of my game systems, I went back and played some PlayStation, some old PC games.
Nice.
I guess we'll go PC first. Just out of pure boredom, I decided to play Battle for Middle Earth.
Ew.
You know, the first one, the RTS. And I just Gross. Played the campaign and beat it. I only wanted to play it so I could play, like, the major battles, like Minas Tirith or, you know, Helm's Deep or something. But that game is just way too easy. You get completely overpowered in it. But, I don't know. I just played that and beat it. It's like, yep, that's it. Then I decided to, fire up the old Steam account from four-year, like, being idle and everything. And I played Counter-Strike. But
Terrorist Wear.
I remember why I stopped playing that game, because I'm not very, very good.
Terrorist Wear.
And I went to a server and found a hacker. I'm like, yay, that's great. Hacker problems are
people
still prevalent.
People who can, like, jump through the air, crouch,
no,
and snipe
guy has
from
a speed
the entire,
hack,
like...
So you can't see him, and he headshots everyone. And the round ends in 10 seconds.
Oh, man. The jump
so that was fun. But I did find some good servers and played it, but I can't really play the Source Engine Counter-Strike because my computer is really out of date, and it lags, so it doesn't work out too well. It works out sometimes, but just not when I was there. But the old Counter-Strike, you really can't find a server that's updated or that uses any other map besides, like, DDoS 2, which is kind of annoying. So it's kind of getting old, and there's just no one really playing the old version anymore, which is kind of disappointing because I think it's just better.
How is it better? But what about the graphics?
I don't.
What about the graphics, Matt?
Who cares about the graphics? It's just simple. I don't know. Some of the maps are changed, too, like... A certain placement of a box or something really actually kind of changes a map because there's different hiding spots and stuff. So, but I mean,
DDoS.
It's simple. Anyone can play Counter-Strike. Not everyone can play the Counter-Strike Source. That's what they call it.
Okay. CS Source.
Yes.
Everyone knows you run faster with a knife.
Exactly.
Yeah,
my favorite part of that game is running faster with a knife. I do the only thing that appeals to me.
Issuing commands,
go,
over here. Just like me switching between my knife and my hand grenade. Just
that's a nice hand gesture to go.
Yeah,
along
man, you
got to
push Q. To
I thought you were like hanging loose, like throwing out the old.
Yes. Oh, yeah, man.
What's that
gnarly.
Called? Not
hang
hippie enough.
Hang what? I don't know.
That's not a hippie thing. It's a surfer thing.
Yeah, man.
What? Server gnarly? Thing?
Surfer. Yeah, this.
Oh, whatever, same Surfers. Thing. It's the same thing. It's a server thing.
No. Surfers.
This was ran with the internet, like the servers.
No.
Here's your order.
Server.
Long borders and people who say bra.
Bra.
Yeah.
Hey, tubular. Bra.
What's up, bra?
Yes, that is true, actually.
Okay.
Did that, then I installed StarCraft again and just decided to play, just random skirmish matches with the computer. And just,
Did you need more Vespian gas? Did you need to spawn more overlords?
I hate their maps, so, I have to keep... I keep running out of resources. Just damn it, I don't want to attack
what the Protoss one was.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember any of the names. Overlords. It's also fun to cheat in that, just type in all the codes and just make a big base and face, seven AIs.
Oh, yeah.
It's really fun, actually.
Power overwhelming.
No, don't do that.
It's invincibility, isn't it?
Yeah, but... that's no challenge, then. You could just use one enemy unit and he could just take out everyone.
Fog of War.
Black Sheep Wall.
Yep.
And then do, show me the money or just do food for thought.
But what is food for thought?
You don't have to build a supply depots or pylons to get your... So you can go past your limit.
Oh, I never knew
to
that.
To 200, so you don't have to build all that crap to for supply units.
Yep. Never knew that one.
It's very, very handy.
I bet.
Yep, still good, that game, but I should play it online, but I don't even think I have a
Battle.net
account anymore. I don't know. I haven't played that in 8 years, so.
You get skanked so fast. All the what? Koreans.
What the hell does that even mean?
Skanked?
Yeah, you get beaten. You would lose quickly because of the demographic who still play StarCraft.
I just call that a good rush. People. I don't know. I got rushed.
You could get rushed, but I mean, you could just get beat as well in other forms of being beat.
I
wouldn't have to be a rush.
Oh, whatever. Zerg Rush, that's how I got lost. But and then I bought a new game, Stalker Shadow of Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is, it is kind of a energy hog. I mean, that was, one of the first games that you would have to have, two chipset, processors, actually to run it. But I bought it on Steam and installed it on my parents' computer, which meets all the requirements and more. But somehow, I can't even run the game really on medium settings because it lags so bad. So I have to put, everything, low or minimum. And it just doesn't look that good, and it feels kind of slow. If you play a first-person shooter, it feels really responsive, on a computer or console. And this, it just seems a tad off, or it seems just...
Is it frame rate issues?
Huh?
Frame rate issues, or...?
No, it's just, I tried messing with mouse sensitivity, too, and it's just, I can't seem to, aim at one guy, shoot him, and aim at another. It just seems too slow. I'm not sure what the problem is. I don't know, video card is maybe a little out of date, but I mean, that wouldn't be a huge issue. But I don't know. But if you don't know that game, it's, first person, kind of open world. It takes place around Chernobyl, which, of course, had the nuclear meltdown. In this game, apparently there was a second nuclear meltdown. And I guess you're this character who... is called a stalker, and there's a bunch of you around on the outskirts of Chernobyl, and I guess you just perform little tests.
You're like a mercenary, basically.
Yeah, for kind these of
groups that are fighting in this wasteland.
Yeah, and there's just a bunch of everyone's in little masks and have hoodies and just jeans, and they're all running around, and it's really weird.
It's a Russian game too.
Yeah, it's Russian. They'll speak Russian.
Really antiquated.
And everyone plays acoustic guitar. They sit around campfires.
Really?
Yeah, they're all just. It's actually pretty nice.
Hey,
sounding.
Stalker.
They play some nice acoustic guitar, but I have no idea what the hell is going on in that game, because the beginning movie, there's this truck, it's driving down this
road.
Dude,
don't spoil it.
That's the beginning. This is where you end up. It's a truck driving down the road, there's a bunch of dead bodies in it, it blows up.
Like most Russian trucks do.
Yeah, no, lightning bolt comes down and blows it up.
Lightning bolt trucks
do. A lightning bolt strikes a truck full of dead bodies, game starts.
Well, there's a mercenary. He comes by. He finds a bot. He finds, I think, you. You're still alive. So apparently it wasn't all dead bodies. There was a guy left.
Maybe it was a truck full of live people and the lightning bolt killed them.
No, because they show one.
No.
Oh.
It's, no, it's full of blood. It's full of blood and gore. And then there's one guy.
Gross.
There's one guy who's he's kind of hunched over, and his the truck hits like a bump, and the guy's face smacks, it snaps back, and it's like his face is like just kind of like melted, or yeah,
oh,
like all skeleton,
shucks.
And he's dead and everything. So it's like, ooh,
oh man.
But then it explodes. This mercenary finds you, takes you to this guy who's kind of like gives out jobs and everything for these new stalkers. Okay. Yeah, he's like a bomb shelter, and he's like, yeah, I need you to go do something. And I'm just like, oh, okay.
So your father?
No. Just some old dude who just sits behind listening to music and just gives you a PDA. No, he doesn't play guitar.
He just has a pocket full of PDAs he hands out to people that they find on the streets.
I guess.
Could use a man like you.
And this guy's just like, yep, I guess I'll...
We could use a man like you.
Yeah. They actually do speak Russian in it, I think.
Really?
And they just have...
Do they have Russian accents?
I guess, yeah. I mean, it's
like when
not
they speak
straight.
English? Do they speak English?
I think in certain parts, yeah. I just go up and talk to the guy, like, he'll, you know, have a dialogue box, they'll just, you know, he'll be in English, he'll be talking Russian, but then there'll just be some random moment where he'll speak English. It seems, I don't know, it seems weird, but, I don't know, right now, like, I didn't get very far into that game because just the issues with the computer, but I mean, like, you can just go around, you know, performing, like, little duties, like, oh, here, you know, go and kill these, like, mutated warthogs or these mutated dogs, you know, those kind of things, or get this sort of equipment and bring it back to me. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's
why
kinda
did you get it?
I like first-person shooters, and it, I had watched some reviews and read some reviews about it, and it seemed interesting. I mean, just this open-world kind of thing. And
didn't want to get Clear Sky, the new one?
That's the expansion or something.
That's the
but
prequel.
That didn't get quite as good reviews. But I just wanted to try out the first one, like just the regular Shadow of Chernobyl. I think that's longer anyways. But it looked great. I mean, it seemed great. It has some interesting elements to it. But then, you know, it's just kind of a lot of annoying things. Like, of course, just like Fallout, like you can you have a limit of the weight you can carry. Mm-hmm. And it has like a Diablo 2 kind of Resident Evil 4 item thing where you kind of like rearrange your items. You know, you have like a grid. Mm-hmm. We just rearrange everything, and you really can't carry a whole lot. Right now, I haven't found like any stores or anything, and you can trade or any kind of things to buy. You just take things from dead people or whatever that you kill.
Okay,
but
can you give things to dead people you kill?
Maybe you can. I have never tried.
Think about that.
Yes, I have these 5 assault rifles.
Hold these for me.
But
I'll
the
be
problem
back.
Is like. Okay, I don't want to carry this stuff, so you can trade with people. You know, like, just I'll trade you bandages for money or trade you bandages for, like, ammo or something. But the thing is, I go up to trade with people, and they don't want to trade with me anything. So here I am just walking around with, like, 5 shotguns, 5 assault rifles. I don't want them, but I want to sell them. But nobody will trade, and I can't find a store to sell and get money, so it's just okay. Hmm. Seems a waste just to leave it all here. And also, your weapons can get low in condition, you know, they'll, like, jam, and they won't...
Crazy Russian games.
I know, and so it's just annoying. It's just that whole thing. But I'm sure if I played on a better PC, I mean, it'd probably more bearable, actually. You know, feel like a first-person shooter.
What else you got besides Stalker?
That might be it for PC gaming, I think, yeah. Then I went and played PlayStation.
Uh-huh.
I played... Resident Evil 1 and 2 again.
Ooh.
Yeah. A lot easier than I remember. As a kid, I remember those being very, very difficult. But since I remember everything, almost, it seems pretty easy. And everything. They're really short, too. I mean, in each game, let's say Resident Evil 1, you know, you play as Chris and you play as Jill. Like, with each of them, you can probably beat the game in 3.5 hours. So it would be a total, like, 7-hour game. Now you can go back and play it and, you know, get different endings, but there's really no point in doing that.
How did you feel about the FMV?
Sweet. Yeah. I love the FMV.
Like,
that's,
we
that
need
makes
more of
that
it.
Game.
Bring
love
it
some,
back.
Love
exactly.
Wesker's going, stroking back his hair. It's like, and the voice acting in Resident Evil's bar nut.
Which we've talked about before, which is absolutely amazing.
It is the greatest of all time.
Yep.
But 2 was... that was actually, wasn't easier than 1, but it was still pretty easy. And the jump they went from 1 to 2 with graphics and voice acting and just story and just everything was a lot better. I mean, yeah,
big leap.
It's huge.
Two is probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's really fun. But yet it's still easy. But I mean, there's just a lot more to do, a lot different, a lot more enemies and everything. You know, compared to one, and it's really great. I beat it twice. You know, with like you can beat it with Claire and Leon, and you get different scenarios, so you fight different. Yeah, it's really annoying.
Like Leon.
But so what I tried to do was try to beat it in one playthrough. I got like 15 minutes to the end, and then I died, and I was like, oh, I'm all pissed off. But oh well. Then I put in Dino Crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming off that game's actually pretty hard on normal. Like, it's you don't find a lot of ammo. You have to fight raptors, which are fast and chew you up and just kill you right away.
Did you use the ultimate dinosaur beating weapon?
What? I didn't know that existed.
A honey badger?
No. Honey badger?
Honey badgers.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're badgers that are... They're in the Middle East, there's killer badgers, well, at least supposedly killer badgers, which the civilians there blamed the British military for, like, deploying killer badgers that would, like, eat people. But there actually is no such thing. They're confusing them with honey badgers, which are, like, the most fearless creature, a.k.a. the most stupid creature ever. Because it just dives into a nest of African killer bees to get their honey, because it loves honey so much. It climbs trees and kills king cobras, and it's just like the dumbest creature ever. But it just kills so many things. It's the most dangerous creature for its size, or the most aggressive creature for its size, or something. It's called the honey badger.
Whoa!
Looks like a badger. Looks kind of like a skunk.
I know what a badger looks like.
It's not really cute at all. It's just kind of stupid looking.
Postal, you could use a badger.
Really?
Close to like 3 or something, yeah. You just bring out the badger. Maybe it was a wolverine.
Probably a wolverine.
It was probably a wolverine, actually. Mean. Yeah, it wasn't a badger.
Badgers can be pretty mean.
It was actually a wolverine. Too. It was.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, Dino Crisis, I don't know. I mean,
nobody knows.
Compared to 1, I mean, Resident Evil 1, I mean, it is a superior game, I think. But it's just...
Dino Crisis?
Hey, it is. Yeah, it is. But it's just... I don't know, it just seems hard. And just... I was just like, I don't want to play this anymore.
How is the story? I don't recall it at all. Oh, all I remember is there's dinosaurs.
Okay, yeah,
that's all I know too. I never dude shooting dinosaurs.
Yeah, you're like 4 mercenaries. One of them misses his landing point and gets eaten by a T-Rex right in the beginning.
Nice.
You guys.
Can you play as him?
No, I don't think so. You play as a red haired girl. But you all land at this facility, and apparently there's a scientist there who supposedly had died, but he was found out to be alive, and he was performing weird experiments, and I think he was wanted. I can't remember what he was doing. We needed to find him. That's what you need to find, the scientist, and get out of there. But you find out they're doing experiments on dinosaurs, and dinosaurs got loose, and the whole place is just, you know, infested with them and all that. But I just got to put it away. Then I got out Valkyrie Profile, which is a.
Did you smuggle the eggs out in the shaving cream can? Because that's the way to do it.
Then I got in the helicopter and drove up.
Was the lawyer eaten on the toilet?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, okay.
He got away. But,
Valkyrie Profile.
Yeah, Valkyrie Profile. It's actually by Enix, when they were still just their own company. And that is a very hard and confusing RPG, because I'll start with like the battle system. It's you know, it's turn based, so you just you know, you take your turn, then they take theirs. Yep. But yes, that's what turn based means.
Yep.
So, yeah, you take turns and turn based.
Turn based RPG
is difficult.
But
RPG stands for role playing game.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Rocket propel grenade.
Right, yes.
Idiot.
My mistake.
Yeah, that's
so you were playing a rocket propelled grenade.
Yes,
a J rocket propelled grenade
by Enix.
Those are inferior.
Oh yeah,
jerk bugs. Or a JPEG, JPG,
JPEG PG, PG.
But the battle system's weird, because you know, in just like a, I don't know, just you know, select a character, hit attack, and they just attack. Well, in this, you can attack with just, you know, you get 4 characters, you can attack separately, but what you have to do is, like, let's say I press, you know, square or something, because there's a grid and it corresponds to each character. So there's like, you know, and it's like, you know, square, triangle, circle, and X or whatever. So when you press the button, like, they attack, but you can press it multiple times to attack the enemy, and there's like a bar going, and as you do that, you can hit the other buttons and all the characters can attack at the same time. But
can you hit all the buttons at the same time? Can you just like smack the face of the controller?
You could. You probably could.
And then what?
Then they all attack. They all like.
Can you play it on like a DDR pad and just like sit there using your feet and hands to hit all the buttons?
Not quite, because you get, you know, your turn ends pretty quick. But and some enemies, you know, they can block your attack, and you know, if you have a character use magic.
But can they block all attacks?
Actually, they probably could.
Unfair.
If you have like a mage or something, that they can usually, you know, get through. Actually, they can probably knock through an enemy and not get blocked. But so what you could do is you could set up combos. So like you could like, you know, tell your mage to attack. We'll do like a fire attack, and which will lift the enemy up in the air. And then you wait a second. Then you press like X square triangle, and then all your characters will go up and like hit the enemy in the air. And then you'll hit him again, and you'll do more damage that way. And then, if you get enough damage, or do something, like you can do a super attack with a character and you press a button and they just go off and hit them 12 times. But I still don't know, because there's like 10 bars you have to, there's like a bar here, a bar here, a bar here, and a bar here. And I'm like, I don't understand how those work.
Does it have a combo meter too?
Yeah.
Give you like an S rank as you do it?
Yeah, there's like a meter going down, like you got to press before this happens. And it's like, okay.
Maybe if you read the directions.
I did. And it's like, I don't
care.
They
were a JRPG.
So there are no instructions?
No.
Just couldn't play by feel?
It says just aim at target, shoot.
That feels wrong.
It's a weird combat system. But on top of that, I don't know anything really about the story. Apparently, I guess you're a goddess who, you know, can determine where souls go. Like, after people die, you just determine, like, what happens to them. And you go talk to Odin. There's a lot of Norse mythology, which I don't know much about, but you go talk to Odin, who's the king and everything, and apparently there's going to be, like, a war between the gods, and, you know, a war with the gods and somebody else. I don't know, and there's a war between two countries and everything, but what you have to do in that game is, as this goddess, you go around and you go recruit people. You know, you go to certain cities and everything, and people who have recently died, and so you recruit them, and you have to build up their stats and give them weapons and everything. And the game's separated into eight chapters, and at the end of each chapter, like, you'll send off, like, a character or two, and they have to meet certain requirements of, like, you know, having certain equipment or just level or something. And it's really confusing, because I don't know which characters to ship off, and I don't know if I get them back or not. And apparently you can't ship off certain characters either, so, I mean, I don't know. Juggling.
Sounds ridiculous.
It does. And also you can use experience points to change your character's, like,
name.
No, like their character attributes, like, because they have a hero,
like,
value.
Arbitrary character attributes, like favorite food and,
like, optimism or bravery.
Like,
and
their blood type.
Yes.
Hair color.
I think your hair pink.
Wait.
Inseam.
Oh, God. It's annoying, because they have to have a certain hero value in order to be accepted to go off to war with the gods or something, and so you have to pump in.
Gods don't take scrubs.
Yeah, I know. And so I'm not sure what their hero value has to be and how many points I'm supposed to pump into this thing.
9,000.
And
always 9,000.
Apparently you can do that with characters who can't be sent to the war, but then that becomes trial and error, which is really stupid in an RPG. Because I'm like, oh, I wasted 10 hours, you know, putting hero value in these characters, which I found out you can't transfer to this thing I need to do, so.
Well, start grinding those levels.
It's just confusing. It
sounds unenjoyable.
It really is. It's rare, but I don't think I could deal with it. So then I put in Legend of Dragoon again.
Ooh.
Which is much easier.
Yeah.
Same, you know, weird story. Boy tries to get revenge and has to save the girl, and then gets his friends and defeats Evil Force.
And they get some dragons.
Yep. But
isn't one of the characters' moveset based on menstruation?
What?
Whoa.
Just gonna lay that out there.
And what, Legend of Dragoon?
That's Something I've heard.
I don't think so.
All right.
Doesn't sound familiar.
Okay.
I'll could ask be my wrong. Friend Dan. He pretty knows much loved about that game. I don't know. Never mind. Whatever. Moving along.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, coming off Valkyrie Profile, that game is so simplistic. It's so easy. It's how an RPG should be. It's pretty simple. But, and just, you know, the whole gimmick with that game is, like, when you attack, you know, you can string attacks together where you have a bot. There's, like, a square in the middle of the screen, and there's another one spiraling, and you have to press it as the one square gets over the other one, and you hit it, and you chain it. You can, depending on how high of a level you are, you can chain your attack. So it's a rhythm game. It can, no, not really.
It's like Parappa.
Parappa the Rappa?
Could be in a way.
Parappa the Rappa battle system?
There's no really... songs.
Groove-based battle system?
Groove-based.
Play DDR with that, you know?
So if you lose your groove, you lose your chain.
Your gold chain.
Your diamond skull.
Parappa the Rappa was flawed.
I'm not going to say it.
Come on.
With my skull. Bitch. Bitch, with my skull. What else you got, Matt? Can we wrap this up, or you want to get any other games?
Sounds like you were on a pretty big gaming tear.
Yeah, I was, because I had nothing to do at home.
Okay.
Yeah, just play Legend of Dragoon, going to beat that probably again, but that's about it.
All right.
A lot of confusing stuff.
We're going to come back with news after a song.
Dun, 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 dun,
after a song.
Could have it either. All right, we're back and we're going to talk about news. I forgot my notebook, so I'm going to have to try and recall these things. One thing I did remember.
What?
There's the fucking, oops, the China cutback.
The FCC. Fine.
The effing Star Wars MMO has a new character. The one that I definitely would want to play.
Oh, they have
generic trooper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Screw Deadeyes.
You have, like, shoot gun ability and, like, throw grenade ability.
I always hold their guns weird like this.
No, you get, like rifle blaster.
Oh, you
blaster.
Get a big rifle?
Yeah.
That, like, so you like just, a like, laser pistol?
Nope.
Oh.
Well, maybe. I don't know. The character model they had up had, like, a rifle. And you have, like, sticky grenades, grenade launcher on your gun, and, like, what's the other thing that he could do? Rifle butt smash.
Nice.
Those were the abilities of this character. Just like, think of this character fighting like Jedi character. It's ridiculous.
You could win.
I think I'll play that attacks. Game and I'll just like be a guard somewhere and just like immerse myself in the universe.
Mm-mm, man. You gotta fuck that game up.
I am guarding.
You gotta be like Eve Online and just completely ruin it.
Like a vanguard or a guard for like an NPC's shop.
Can you
move along. Move along.
You can infiltrate a corporation and assassinate and embezzle money.
Dude, these are Star Wars people. They're not that hardcore.
They're pretty cool.
They just want to all be Jedis.
They do just want to be bounty hunter.
Or else I could just run around as my character and like be like, I want to be a Jedi! I got drafted into this crap.
You gotta be a bounty hunter. Yes.
How are you not on a role-playing server?
I want to be, man. Yeah, so that... classes up as well as
bounty hunter,
what
Jedi?
Oh yeah, they've shown Jedi and bounty hunter, but there's like some specific thing about the Jedi character. It was like
they showed off some of the worlds.
Jedi, I don't know what it was. It was just like not that awesome Jedi. I forget. Adept? Wait, no, initiate Jedi. I forget.
Doesn't matter.
A Padawan?
Yeah. Maybe, sure.
That's a like initiate Jedi is a Padawan.
Also, Infamous demo is out. If you want to pre-order Infamous, you get like a beta key to play the beta or the demo, and you also get a Uncharted 2 multiplayer demo key. But if you're not stupid, you can go on the PlayStation Network and download it from the UK store for free, and you don't have to pre-order anything. You don't have to spend any money. I was on Gaff this afternoon, and I was reading like the people's impressions of the infamous demo, and they say it's awesome. It's fantastic. So I think I'm going to have to go set up a UK account to add to my other three.
I should
three.
Do that. Well, actually,
what
no,
do you
I can't.
Have? You have Japan and...
UK, and then... Hong Kong account. I'll have to add that
oh,
one.
Oh, so you have China oh, and Japan?
You said it was UK.
Oh, did I say UK?
UK, no, yeah. It's Hong Kong.
Well, my mistake. It's Hong Kong is where it is.
Oh, okay.
It's on the Hong Kong PSN. So set up a Hong Kong account and then download it. It's in English, like oddly enough.
Oh, yeah. Well, because Britain had taken that over.
Okay.
They gave it back to China like 10 years ago.
Our bad.
Know some history, Krifun.
What?
Know some history.
Sure.
Imperialism.
Yeah, man. I'm done with
that's
that.
Brits, man. Whatever. Took over everything.
Sure. Anyway.
It happened in India. Anyway.
PlayStation Network.
Yep.
Get it.
Way more fun.
Yes. It's in English.
But the people on Gaff really liked it. Everybody was saying it's like a really fun demo, so I'm tempted to check it out.
I put Left 4 Dead. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. You played that. We played that a bit, but...
Really
fun. Console, actually.
Yeah, console. Cool. I don't have a good enough PC to play it on, so...
Yeah. It's Left 4 Dead.
Yep,
still
good.
Fun.
Still Left 4 Dead, still fun. Totally party, totally Left 4 Dead.
Okay.
Totally zombies.
And Broken Steel's out for you 360 PC out. Owners of Fallout.
Oh,
I know.
Not for
we get
me
pooped
stuff.
On again.
Nope. Guess
hate my life.
I really hope that they release some stuff for that.
But PlayStation. That came out recently. And
Another exclusivity debacle is Capcom. Stating that Lost Planet 2 is going to be for PC and Xbox 360, and more than likely not for PS3. But why?
Who's shelling out money to get these?
I don't know.
Exclusive.
The multi-billion-dollar corporation.
Also, development for 360 is a lot easier than development for PlayStation 3.
Nobody likes the new powerful systems.
Yeah.
They're scared.
Yeah.
I'm calling you out, developers.
I'm sure there's just
a podcast.
Just a bunch of reasons why. Money and
profit
ease.
Margins.
Exactly. Yeah, plus install base.
Yeah.
The amount of people who own a
true.
360 are greater than those that own a PlayStation 3.
Well, Japan has a lot of PS3 owners. More
Japan doesn't have a lot of people, though.
Japan, well, nice. I guess compared. Well...
All the random phone calls me tried to call me.
Whoa. Any other? What we got for releases? I was looking at the release list earlier.
I don't know days. I know recent.
No, for this coming week, there is literally nothing coming out.
No.
The only thing that's coming out is Shin Megami Tensei Devil Summoner 2.
Whoa.
For PlayStation
2. Say that 10 times
mouthful.
Fast.
No, I can't. I don't even know if I'm saying it right to begin with.
Shin Megami Taisu.
I don't know what the third word is. Say something.
I am saying words. We're watching you.
I think Bionic Commando's coming out this month.
Tensei. What?
Bionic Commando's coming out this month.
That's true. So it's Infamous, but
yep.
This week is... Well,
this week's just crap.
Yeah.
So just try to beat that game.
It's not even fun to make fun of because it's just...
Just a bunch of crap?
It's terrible.
Which will home
Bigfoot
the
Rampage?
No, like Drama Queens. It's brutal.
Just a bunch of Wii and DS crap?
Yeah, and like puzzle packs and
Mother Truckers too.
I don't know, maybe there's something on Virtual Console or something. PSN got a bunch of old PlayStation games for purchase.
Oh really?
I think Spyro 2 is up there. I forget what else.
Yeah,
is.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know how that game sold so much. That game was boring as hell.
It's the age of the platformers, man. Crash Bandicoot. Spyro 2 wasn't a platformer?
I said it wasn't really fun. It wasn't that good.
Yeah, so terrible week for video games.
Well, that just gives
for
you
new video games anyway.
Yeah,
I have too many to play anyway, so that's good,
I guess.
Still trying to get Suikoden from Keys.
Yeah,
but he's letting Chuck play it.
Chuck's it's well, whatever. I was looking through the wonderful issue of Game Informer that I got.
Yeah.
It had the most expensive games. And Suikoden was like number 6 or something like that.
Oh,
there.
Wow.
There was one game that was worth 1,000. What was it? Chrono Trigger for SNES was 1,000 bucks.
Makes sense.
And there was like two ahead of that, I think. Maybe one or two that were more expensive than that.
More than $1,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bizarre. All right. What else? Come on. Any other news? Matt, come on, you know. You know.
Well, StarCraft 2
beta.
Yeah.
StarCraft 2 beta. Terminator, the game for the movie. That's looks terrible. Out. Made me want to throw up.
The movie, the game, the failure.
Yeah, exactly.
Movie, the game, the failure.
If the game has, like, a Christian Bale soundboard in it, I'm just like... Freaking amateurs.
Get all the fucking light.
Yeah, God. I want that. I want that game.
He has a rant in there, but...
Like Christian Bale versus the light guy.
He's just yelling at a
multiplayer map.
Yelling at a robot?
No! It's just 1v1. One dude is the light guy, one dude is Christian Bale. The only button is a taunt button.
There's nothing else. There's taunt button
and smash light.
Button.
Smash and light.
Destroy scenery light.
Stand in light.
Yes.
Destroy light, stand in light. Sold.
Fine. Okay. Somebody get on that.
Get Tecmo, get Koei on the line. They're down for this. Get, or what's an American one?
What?
Gamecock. Get Gamecock on the line.
That'd be sold. Thing?
Yeah.
Oh, was that Legendary?
Legendary the Box, the game, the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think that was them, as well as the Chimp game, Hail to the Chimp. Yeah. Duke Nukem Development Studios has gone under. What?
ID Realms. Or IDEA, isn't it?
I don't know. 3D Design, I think. Something like that.
I want to say it was ID.
Well, whatever it is.
That was ID a while ago.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game over.
Duke Nukem Forever is not coming?
Don't know. Maybe. Don't know what it means. I'm upset, though. Duke Nukem.
Means no more Duke Nukem.
It is 3D Realms.
You're right. Pipe bomb. No more chewing bubble gum.
Time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Bummer.
Bummer indeed.
Take a piss in your urinal. Get some health back.
Yeah. That's lost.
Give strippers some money. Lost. Yeah, man, come on.
Shake it, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Yeah.
Never got tired
of that. The interactivity in that game was ridiculous.
Kill pigs.
She's really shaking it.
Gross.
Yeah, so it's not too much going on this week. GameSpite, Jeremy Parrish's website, has their gigantic issue out. It's going to be a ton of articles about the original Game Boy. I think I'm going to pick it up.
To read about the Game Boy?
Yeah, to read about the original Game Boy. It's just like a retrospective looking at a bunch of old games and what they mean and how...
Kirby.
The importance of the thing. And it's also, you know, it's a print magazine supporting that venue. That's
important, yeah.
Because they're all going under, so...
Exactly, yeah. Come on, Matt. News.
News boy, go.
Go, Matt, go. Giant Bomb had news.
You had something on Kotaku where the guy, Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, yeah. I was reading
it's not
that.
A JRPG.
Yeah, I forget who was it on Square Enix. Gave a statement to some website saying that Final Fantasy 13 is not a JRPG.
What is it?
It's an RPG.
Just a regular one?
Yep. It's not a Japanese RPG.
Disappointing.
<I don't, laughs> claiming that,
do
like...
Do a lot of people even know the distinguishing characteristics between JRPGs?
Well, that's
and
what he was saying. Like, he's, like, saying that RPG has become, like, a sullied genre because it has, like... When you think JRPG, you think, like, a certain form of characterization, certain setting, a certain, like, quality of game. I shouldn't say quality of game, but type of gameplay that goes along with it that's different. And he's saying, like, Western RPGs have become so... mainstream now that they want to get away from the JRPG. So it's an RPG. Ironically,
you want to be mainstream, but you
don't JRPG want, just means gross. Japanese RPG, and it's gonna be that.
Yeah, it is. They can say it's.
I mean,
not
you're
all
gonna you're gonna be like dudes with way too many belts on killing God. Like that's what it's gonna be.
Yep.
There's going to be a battle system, and there's going to be menus
chain,
and potions
hair.
And stuff like that. If
somebody
that,
who's somehow outside of time, trying to merge time together. And
yeah, whatever it is, it's going to just be...
Save Mother Gaia, come on.
Yeah, you're going to be saving the planet from some planet-hating force.
Yep,
always the planet-hater.
Probably God of some sort. And that's what it is.
Yep. I'm not...
Played. Things. Done.
Yep. Final Fantasy 13 have its it. First. Is that its first black character, like main character?
Barrett.
Yeah.
Oh,
7. Yeah.
What is the matter?
I wasn't paying attention.
You
wasn't.
Racist.
He was
ass.
Too blocky to be black.
Too blocky.
He was more of a threatening black man.
Maybe.
He was. This new fro guy looks a little, you know.
I don't even know what his name is. It's like Shia LaBeouf, I forget.
Ends with an A.
Lightning.
Lightning, yep.
It's Funky Student's dad.
Funky Student.
I thought he looked like Brian Crescente, but...
I remember that post. That was a good post.
I remember looking at it. Comic relief character, it looks like. Meh, looks interesting.
Still gonna buy it, still gonna play it.
Yeah, me too.
But also seems a little weird.
Final Fantasy, whatever, 12.
12? Yeah.
It's not quite like that. Some similarities, but...
No more gambits.
No, yeah, really. There's no gambits.
Maybe there will be.
Gross.
Maybe you'll have... There isn't. Setting your other characters to play up. Play. Gambits. Who knows?
That is...
Are we gonna wrap it up? Well, wait.
Is that news?
Yeah, that's news, I think.
We'll have our discussion.
I think we have news. Do we want to do discussion or do we want to save it? See if other people want to play for next week?
Since the New Jersey contingent.
East Coast branch.
They're on Jersey hold. Boys.
The East Coast branch of ASG.
They're on standby. Get in on it.
Yeah. All right. So the question's going to be why we play games. So I guess we'll discuss this later in Alters Podcast 20.2. 20 point B.
2.0.
20 point B.
20-2.
So now a hex des.
And then, yeah. So I guess I have to come up with a good season finale, too. A twist.
Ooh, plot twist.
Plot twist or a cliffhanger.
Save the cheerleader.
Yeah, or maybe we should tease the audience right now or something like that to make sure they come back. So,
well, I like Matt to play video games
because... By the end of this one podcast.
Oh my god, somebody killed Matt.